Well, been back to the Apple Store again, and still they're saying, that the trackpad issue with it being mushy and not clicking well, they say that's normal. They also say that the battery issue is normal, despite the fact that my friends and my brother are saying no, it's not, because they have the same thing. They have the same 3GS, and their battery life is much, much longer than mine. I'm not even going to go into the details of how long, because I've done that in several Twitters and many, many audio booths. So tomorrow is going to be the last day of me and Apple. I'm going to get my friend, because he likes selling stuff on either on eBay or Craigslist, to see if he can sell my MacBook already. I'm getting rid of it. I'm also getting rid of my iPhone for pre. I'm still within my 30 days, the buyer's remorse 30 days, I guess they would call it, which I am at this point, despite the fact that I know that there's a good iPhone out there. There has to be, because all my friends and my brother, you got one. I just don't. And nobody in Apple or AT&T is going to help me. Although I gotta admit, AT&T really tries hard. And very apologetic about this whole thing, because they want to keep me for the 2 years, because they want their $2,000. And in fact, what they're basically telling me is that they want to see if I can be kept happy, because I've been telling them they've been replacing my phone with white box versions. I say they're refurbished, but they say that they're still new parts. And even if they are new, I don't like the fact that I have a phone that has a different serial number than the original box that I have at home. You either take the whole thing and give me another black box retail box, or you are actually giving me a different phone, basically a changed phone, a used one. In my mind, I don't care. In my eyes, they're used. AT&T was actually wanting to say, we will try to get you a new one. And after a couple of transfers, I ended up back at Apple, their support line. And I've never talked to their support line, but basically what they say on the support line is basically the same thing that the geniuses say at the two Apple stores. So that's no help. After dealing with that, it almost seems like Apple don't care. Only AT&T reps care, or at least they give out that impression that they care. They really want you to stay with their company. But Apple don't. Basically, the upshot is, oh, well, do what you want to do. If you want to return it, return it. They don't care. They don't. But AT&T really doesn't want me to do that, because they really want me to be stuck in this 2-year contract. But of course, with two different companies, two big companies, if neither of them are willing to work together to satisfy a brand new Apple slash AT&T customer, then this customer is not going to stick around for 2 years. In fact, he's leaving right now. So tomorrow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if me and my friend, we're gonna go there. Hopefully, two people are better than one. See if we can convince them to get me a new phone. And I'll test the phone for up to 2 days, because I don't have that much longer left. If the battery life still sucks in those 2 days on this phone, or I got a phone with a bad screen with a yellow tint issue, then no, I'm returning it right there and then, and exchanging it for, or returning it, getting my money back, canceling my account, going with AT&T. Because I'm still within that 30 days, and I can do that, and I can exercise that right, and I'm gonna do it tomorrow, all tomorrow. So, we'll see what happens.